This is the Best of the Adam Gold Show podcast, brought to you by Coach Pete at Capital Financial Advisory Group. Visit us at capitalfinancialusa.com.
NCAA tournament starts tomorrow, first four games. Tuesday and Wednesday, tournament proper begins on Thursday. The Duke Blue Devils will get into action at 7:10 on Friday against Vermont. Chris Carrawell is an associate head coach with the Blue Devils, and my friend joins us here on the Adam Gold Show. What was the mood coming out of Washington, D.C., two losses in a row, knowing that John Shire keeps talking about we can control these things? So talk to me about where this team is right now.
Good question, AG. Mood coming out of D.C. was not good. And I think, you know, the state ended up winning it. Congratulations to them. They did a heck of a job. And we talked to our guys about getting into the rhythm of the tournament, the ACC tournament. State had already played two games.
Right.
And we knew it was going to be a tough game. They just outplayed us and really outworked us. And it was disappointing because you're coming off a loss against Carolina at home, and then now you got a chance to kind of, all right, new season, fresh new start, and we didn't come out and play the way that we wanted to play. So our guys felt that. Our guys felt that. And, you know, they we actually practiced on Saturday, had a really good practice, and I think we're in a good space right now, but you never know. You never know until you play again, and we won't play again until Friday.
Chris Carrawell is joining us here, assistant coach for the Duke Blue Devils. That's the thing. I know Jeremy talked about it after. I think Kyle Filipowski talked about it after. Now it's it. Now the next game could be your last, and there is a reality that sets in for guys like that. You went through that. It's not that long ago. I watched you play, in many NCAA tournaments, and you know that every game can be your next game. Can you flip the switch and get into that mode?
Yeah, I think you have no choice, really, Adam. AG, you have no choice. I mean, and, back then it was different because you had guys that had played in a tournament 2-3 years. You know, by my senior year, I played in 3 tournaments. It's not the same anymore. So, you know, a lot of these guys, it'd be their first tournament, first time playing in a tournament. So it's different. Everybody's watching. You know, you get the ACC tournament and all these different conference tournaments where you kind of get the region watching. But when you get to the NCAA tournament, I'm telling you, man, everybody and their grandma, they tune into the tournament. So it's a different type of pressure. And so we want our guys to be excited as well. It is pressure, but, it's an honor and a privilege to make it to the tournament, to even be playing in the tournament. So, yeah, there's pressure, but also you should have a certain level of excitement. Like, look, man, like, hey, man, you have be serious, but have fun because you've been doing this all year long. Now the world gets the opportunity to see you play, and that should be exciting.
It's hard. It's hard to loosen up and have fun, right? I think when you're having fun, you're probably playing your best basketball. A guy like Jeremy Roach, he looked really down. I know they were trying to, it's not a big deal. This the next tournament is the one we want. I get all of that. We can use the term self-medication. You're convincing yourself that it wasn't a big deal, but it was obviously a big deal because he talked about having a players-only meeting. When everybody got back to campus, how can Jeremy loosen up? Because he didn't look himself in either of the last two games.
Yeah. Well, what happens, AG, is as seniors, you get to the end and, it really hits home. You know, this could be my last time playing. And in the ACC, and so you kind of, well, it didn't happen to me, but I know a lot of, guys that I play with, you start thinking about.
Hey, it's Adam Gold, and I'm in studio with my friend Coach Pete DeRuiter with the Capital Financial Advisory Group. Is it ever too soon to seek out you and your expertise?
really, there's no too soon. It's time to get serious. So if you're 50 or over, we call it the financial red zone. And that's when really it's time for you to take control of your money and make sure you have a firm on your side that's a fiduciary planning firm, which means they take your side at all times. Now, we'll do this for the next 10 of you who call. This is a $1,000 value, but I'm going to waive my planning fee to make sure you get your total retirement plan and you get on the right path for retirement.
Call 888-843-0013, 888-843-0013, or text Adam to 600-700.
Adam Gold is a paid spokesman. Investment advisory services offered by Capital Financial Advisory Group, a North Carolina registered investment advisor.
Whether it's right or wrong, you start thinking about, man, what's next? And, right. Like, man, what if this doesn't, you know, you start thinking about those things. And for, I'm not saying Jeremy has done that. But he's been a rock for us all year long, yeah. And he's really underrated to me in the country and in our conference. And he had an underrated great season. And so just doing the things that you've been doing all year. And now, like, he's the one guy on our team that's played in the Final Four.
Yep.
He's been in more big moments than anybody on our team, and we just need him to be him. And the best way to do that is just go out there and let loose and have fun with it. Because if you put too much pressure on yourself and start to thinking about, you know, what's going on next, be in the moment, be present, and then let his game is good enough and let it speak for itself.
You know, I go back 2 years ago with as much star power as was on that team. It was really Jeremy making all these little plays, big shots that got you guys to a Final Four.
Absolutely. Absolutely. He was the reason why we made it. He's the reason why we made it, because we made the switch. I don't know if you remember, AG, Trevor mm-hmm. Kills was starting at the point guard
yep.
spot. And Coach K made the switch right before the tournament. And, you know, the game against Michigan State and the game against Texas Tech, we don't win those games without his big plays down the stretch. Whether it was making the pass, the play, or it was scoring the ball, he had that swag and confidence. And that's who he's been throughout most of his career. Hadn't played that way the last couple games. You know, senior night is an emotional night, and you're playing against, it's a lot on the line. We're playing Carolina, and then ACC tournament, being back home. But all that's over now. You know, it's over now. Like, you know, how you want to be remembered, and you want to go out, and whether you play well or not, right, AG? Whether
yep.
you play well or shoot the ball well, you want to leave it all out on the floor.
Chris Carwell is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. For a guy like Jared McCain, who I've watched all year long and have been impressed that his game doesn't seem to change. He treats the every possession, every game the same way. I think he plays the right way. Maybe he didn't shoot the ball as well the last couple, but he looks like he was made for this as well.
Absolutely. He's been the guy when you talk about having a competitive spirit. He's the one guy on the team, man. Every day in practice, you know, drills, you know, whatever he's doing, he's competitive, but he has a certain type of spirit, man, that you love being around. And like you said, AG, whether he's scoring the ball well like he did against Florida State when he put on a show, a ball show,
yeah,
or when he's not shooting the ball or scoring it well, he still feels his presence. And so, you know, I know in recruiting, I mean, one of the reasons why he came to Duke was to be on the stage. And we all know that this is the biggest stage that's coming up. And so hopefully for him, he won't be scared. I tell you that.
Right.
He'll be ready to play. And whether he plays well or not, he'll be ready to play and give it his all.
And he's been helping in other ways. I know his defense has gotten a lot better from the beginning of the season to now. When beginning of the year, I think a lot of people thought he was a liability. How has he become a better defender?
Just working at it. All freshmen have to learn how to defend. I mean, you're playing against Jared. He came in, you know, he's 19 years old. You're playing against grown men, 22, 23. You know, RJ Davis is a these guys are really good and old.
Yeah.
And so you got to learn how to play defense in college. It's not high school. High school, you can get away with being the best player, you can coach sometimes, but in college, I mean, especially in our league and the competition we're playing, you have to really learn how to play defense, and just the development. And he's evolved on that end. He's put in the work. We drill it every day, and then you just get comfortable with the schemes, and you know, like you learn how to cut off angles, the positioning, And he's done a really good job. And I think the most underrated part of his game is his rebounding.
Yeah.
I mean, man, he's rebounded the heck out of the ball. I mean, he's had multiple games of 10-plus rebounds at his size. It just shows how competitive he is.
Chris Carrawell is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. Just a couple of things before I let you go. First, any prognosis on getting Caleb Foster back?
Not right now. I have anything for you, AJ. I wish I could say, man, maybe. I have nothing. You know, last time I seen him, he was rolling around on a scooter. He's doing his rehab, but I don't have like a current update where I could say yeah or nay. Whether he's going to play or not, I wish he had. For me, we would love to have him back. You just don't right now. You just don't know.
Yeah, he's got like old man YMCA game, man. I love. He's just got a knack about being, you know, finding the little pockets to get shots off. I love his game. And did the ACC? I'm not saying that Pitt and Wake should have been in, because if you give the committee a chance, you're basically leaving it up to them. I loved Pitt's team. I loved Wake's team over the course of the season. They're both, in terms of personnel, they are both more than capable of not only making the field but winning games when they get in it. But the narrative of the ACC, obviously it's different from when you played. We have a lot more teams. The coaching is not quite the same because we don't have, you know, the star-level coaches that, you know, how many Hall of Famers have we had? Do you think the ACC was just basically trashed over the year and that maybe wore off on people?
Yeah, I think over the last few years we've been trashed. It's pound for pound, ACC still reigns supreme. And so you think about the last couple years, AG.
Right.
Last year we had Miami, who was a 5 seed, by the way, make it to the Final Four. Right? The 2 years prior, we had us in Carolina, and Miami made it to the Elite Eight, 2 teams in the Final Four. So then you think about, 3 of the last 8, 9 championships, national championships,
right,
been all from ACC. You think about the countless number of pros. And so for some reason, and it could be a lack of, you lose these Hall of Fame coaches. That does have an impact. But for Pitt not to make it to the tournament is crazy. If you look at the net ranking, is 40.
Mm-hmm.
And which, it make it make sense.
No, you can't.
They come up with all these analytics and numbers and like, I just don't get it. Because if you go to use those numbers, then if you use the numbers, Pitt should be in the tournament. And Wake has a strong case as well. And the ACC for me, and of course you're biased, but the proof is in the pudding. The proof is in the pudding, man, from year in, year out. Now, I'm not saying every year, but like most of the time, we're right there. We're right there.
Yeah, and they used everything against the league this year without reminding us that Miami, Duke, Carolina, like all these teams that made the Final Four, and they said, well, they're not seated very high, and yet they keep winning. That must tell us something. It must tell us that, I mean, look, it's, basketball is kind of a crapshoot when you get to the tournament. You can do everything right. Sometimes the ball doesn't go in. Sometimes somebody just gets white hot and you can't do anything about it. I don't know. Safety in numbers, I think.
It's just crazy, man. Like, if you look at Wake Forest and you look at Pitt, just the look test for me, those teams, they play with, and they're NCAA tournament teams. And for us to not to get those two teams in, and I just don't understand. I really understand. And you can make the case for Indiana State and a couple other teams across the country, but in our league, come on, man.
I'm with you, Chris Carrawell. I can't wait to watch you guys start on Friday. Good luck. Thank you for doing this. I appreciate it. Best to everybody over there. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for having me, AG. Take care, baby.
You got it. Chris Carrawell.